Welcome to the Frontier Space Podcast, a series about the environment, engineering, and health on Earth and space and beyond, with your host, Cole Lutz. Mike and Davis, welcome to the Frontier Space Podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Cole.
So, really excited to learn about Cool Seal and Guard Top, and we're wondering, you know, the background story and your aha moment.
So we've been around as a company for about 40 years, focused on manufacturing products to improve infrastructure of roadways and make asphalt roadways last longer. And about a decade ago, based on a need from some of our clients and the way that the things were shifting in the world towards urban heat mitigation, we developed Cool Seal to do everything that traditional road maintenance products do from a maintenance standpoint, but also addressing the problem of heat. And I would say maybe the aha moment was probably the first time we put products down on a municipal street and they were able to see that this coating was going to make temperatures significantly cooler for their roadway infrastructure. And we realized that this may be something that could be adopted all over the globe at a municipal level where people are already investing in maintaining infrastructure. This is just an added component that can help that while also helping to address the growing problem of heat in urban areas.
It sounds like, from rooftops to asphalt, where all can we apply Cool Seal?
So Cool Seal primarily is applied on asphalt surfaces. It's used to coat the surface to make it last longer, protect it from water damage, you know, those sort of things you see that where cracks develop and all of that. And it's mainly applied to roadway surfaces that have 35 mile an hour traffic or lower. So a lot, I think residential streets, parking lots, walking paths, bike paths, that sort of thing, because we're really focused on cooling down neighborhoods and cooling down areas where people are interacting with, you know, the outdoor environment and making that urban heat island effect cooler. So primarily for asphalt surfaces, and you're getting that light colored pigmentation that's getting you that heat relief and also protecting that infrastructure, and doing so at costs that are more cost effective than, say, concrete and those sort of things that get that similar color, but are very, very costly. And also there's a quite a big environmental impact, of course, on producing concrete as well.
Awesome. So we were looking at your product spec page here and noticed a solar reflective index of 33, which I think is high. And wondering if you could share more here on the material properties and specifications.
Yeah, so LEED, which you may be familiar a bit with from the United States Green Building Council, has set standards for what they want reflectivity to be in order to qualify for LEED certification. And currently that's what most of the industry is going by as far as making sure to have product specifications of at least 33 SRI. So all of our Cool Seal products have that 33 minimum. We average about in the high 30s on our products. We have some that we can get into the 40s on, but we wanna make sure we're above that just so that we're achieving good reflectivity, good temperature reduction. And then also it's different from what you may experience on a cool roof product that's obviously above the street level. We have to be conscious of making sure we're not being too reflective and too much of a glare, because with motorists and pedestrians looking at the product, we want to make sure we're not doing things like causing glare and blinding and that sort of thing. So there's a little bit more of a limitation where cool roof products or in the 90s of solar reflectivity, that's not as possible on roadway surfaces because you'd be blinding people effectively. And so, and the products really just got some solar reflective pigment and asphalt and mix those things together and put it down on the road, and that's basically what you've got. It's not heat applied, it's ambient applied, so it's really easy to use and user friendly for a contractor base, which is really nice that we didn't really reinvent the wheel from a application standpoint with this product. There's existing network of contractors all throughout the globe that are putting down traditional asphalt maintenance products, and this process is exactly the same. So it's very turnkey for adoption into new markets and for new clients that are putting it down.
And building on Davis's comment and rolling back to solar reflective index, that's the core value add of CoolSeal. So that's where the urban heat mitigation comes in. That's where your decreased surface temperatures, decreased air temperatures, that specific property is what drives everything else. So since you're looking at our spec sheet, there's things like residue, physical performance, density. Those are descriptions of the product and help indicate what the product does for engineers that are used to working with traditional seal coats. But the core value that makes CoolSeal is its solar reflectivity, as opposed to traditional pavement maintenance products that would have everything on that sheet except solar reflectivity.
Nice. Looking here is under 8 hour drying time. Got UV resistance for 12 years without cracking, peeling, chipping. Resistance to wind-driven rain, 98 miles per hour. Accelerated weathering. Looks impressive. A lot of certifications with ASTM too, and
Yeah, we want to make sure that we're not just putting a product down that's just going to reflect and all these sort of things. We want to make sure that it's a road maintenance product that's going to extend the life of the asphalt surface and be something that lasts. So those sort of tests and everything go into that. And a lot of people think when they think about cool pavements, they think, oh, you're just putting paint on the roadway. We're not putting paint on the roadway at all. We're putting down a asphalt maintenance system that's going to be lasting quite a bit of time, that's going to provide a lot of maintenance benefits in addition to that cooling and making sure that those things are going to be in effect for an extended period of time. So it's definitely more than what a lot of people think, that we're just getting a light colored paint and putting it down on the ground. It's much, much more than that, as you're seeing.
Nice. Well, love the name too. You mentioned about some of the challenges or limitations. Wondering if you could share more. The potential like corrosion and other experiences you and your customers experienced.
So challenges in terms of limitations of where we can apply it and how long it lasts, those sort of things. Is that kind of what we're talking about?
Yeah, like why only under 35 mile per hour roads and
I
so
could
it has
also
to
speak
do,
to that.
yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. So the problem that our customers are trying to solve is twofold. On the traditional side, you have pavement that is constantly exposed to solar radiation, traffic, oxygen, heat stresses, wear and tear, anything under the sun and more is just slowly and steadily degrading your pavement. So from the day it's installed, that's a downhill slope towards replacement. And to get the value out of your pavement, you need to maintain it. Traditional hot mix asphalt, fresh pavement will last roughly 7 years before it's starting to need some real adjustments. And if you don't interfere at that step, like if you don't take action and maintain your pavement, by year 10, you're looking at a pretty rough looking parking lot. Your value's down, you have more wear and tear on your tires, more loose chips and dits and doodads. In general, your asset is declining. So maintain it. That's where traditional seal coats, such with similar properties to Cool Seal, come in. So they protect that surface layer. They restore some of the fines that have been eroded. They restore a new layer of asphalt to maintain against oxidative stress, helps waterproof and seal in any micro cracking that may have occurred. And then on the Cool Seal side, the problem is urban heat. So you're looking at something to decrease your surface temperature, which has the sustainability benefit of decreasing your urban heat island and has a practical engineering benefit of decreasing your thermal fatigue. Wrapped up with that solar reflectivity is that UV component that I mentioned earlier. Ultraviolet light will oxidize asphalt binders generally, and in broad terms, that stiffens them, causing your pavement to be more brittle and further complicating your thermal fatigue over time. So essentially, as your pavement gets worn and torn, it starts to degrade and you need to do something to fix it. Cool Seal addresses that in a more complicated fashion by adding this feature of solar reflectivity, which enhances your UV reflectivity by simply interfering with it. So a traditional asphalt seal coat would apply this new membrane to the surface, like a film, like a new coating, restore the surface, and now that is taking the brunt of all the wear and tear from sun, tires, what have you. Cool Seal lasts longer than those traditional coatings, primarily because of its solar reflectivity, because that ultraviolet radiation that is normally just absorbed by the binder and is translated into broken chemical bonds and brittleness is fluoresced as heat, and that decreases your urban heat as well as making your pavement last longer.
Thanks for the detail there, Mike.
Happy to help. The name of the game is substrate protection. So,
water gets everywhere.
Absolutely.
We're wondering, you know, out of the ones you mentioned, UV light, you know, these micro cracks, wear and tear from tires, which one has a larger effect from your experience and also that experience?
I think it depends on where you're applying this, what region of the world to, because the main things like we're talking about are water and weather, and the combination of those two tend to both cause that. But I'd say in areas where you have a drier climate with less weather, the UV definitely causes some degradation, but the weather is going to be a larger factor in wear, in addition to friction from traffic. So if you've got a very wet climate with a lot of traffic, I would say that would cause wear quicker than in a dry climate that's got a lot of sun. The sun is definitely going to degrade things. But the good news about with the coating, like Mike was saying, with having that UV protection of the asphalt, if you hadn't had anything on, say, take Phoenix, Arizona, for instance, a large market for us and a very obviously hot and dry climate, those roadways that don't get any coatings are going to last, you know, way less than in a lot of areas because that UV degradation is so strong. But with the coatings that we have, especially with Cool Seal, it does such a good job of not only protecting it, but with the reflectivity, making that even more impactful. I'd say in an area like Arizona, you're going to need that coating for the UV protection a lot more than many other parts of the country. Whereas, say, in the Northeast, the Midwest, you're mostly going to be worried more about weather and waterproofing and those sort of things.
And as a pavement preservation product, CoolSeal tackles all of that. So you have waterproofing, restoring your fines, sealing over any microcracking, restorative layer to protect against UV light, kind of like a sunscreen, with the added benefits of urban heat mitigation.
Amazing. Is that your background there with a lot of CoolSeal applied?
Yes. Yeah, so that's a drone shot of a neighborhood in Phoenix, Arizona that has an entire quarter section of CoolSeal applied. So this product is fully commercialized, completely scaled up, in use in a large way in major muni areas. City of Phoenix just celebrated their 100th lane mile with a large event sponsored by the mayor's office, actually. So the product works at scale.
Congratulations. I was wondering, as we walk around, where all has CoolSeal been applied, and are you looking to expand into new areas?
So we're in over 20 different states throughout the United States, and we're in 5 different countries. And there's not really a limitation to where or what kind of climate. We're in the Southwest, the Midwest, the Northeast. We're in Australia. We're in the Middle East. We're in, we've got demos down in Europe. And we're talking to people all throughout the world. Because as you're seeing, especially as we're sitting here, August of 2023, there's a lot of talk in the news about how it is record temperatures all over the globe. And heat is a discussion everywhere, it seems. And even in northern parts of the world, like Canada, where people don't think about heat necessarily, their temperatures are rising. And we have projects in those areas as well. So as urban heat island mitigation becomes more of a topic, and the topic of increased heat becomes more in the foreground, we are seeing a demand all over the globe, and not really any limitations as to where we are discussing things or applying the product really at this point.
Exciting. Wondering, you guys have probably experienced, almost everything under the sun, literally. Wondering any, memorable or funny, moments you've had on the journey.
That is a good question. Definitely some memorable moments. Mike and myself flew as far away from home as we had ever been and did a demonstration in the United Arab Emirates. I'd say that was probably memorable. There was definitely some funny parts to that as well. I mean, you're flying across the country, shipping product around the globe, and effectively demonstrating and teaching how to put down a new product in somewhere very, very far away. And there's definitely a lot of aspects to that. And it was cool to see the product being applied that far away from home, and also interacting with a culture that's so different from our home culture. I think we both enjoyed it, and now have some connections in that market to where they're expanding. And I'd say that's one, and there's plenty of others, but I think the travels and the different cultures that you get to see while going, not only, to other parts of the globe, but even just other states, in the United States, we interact with people all over the place and get to experience, the different things that all these markets have to offer and the culture and all that. So I'd say that's probably the first thing that sticks out to me.
That's awesome. It helps us understand. We're also wondering on the quantitative side of what are the true environmental energy and cost savings with CoolSeal?
So the biggest thing that you see first is going to be the immediate pavement maintenance benefits. So like Mike was mentioning earlier, we're extending the life of the asphalt where, you know, if you're not coating an asphalt surface, it's going to degrade and need to be addressed with major repairs in the first 10 years or so. So we can, with regular maintenance with Cool, so you can up to, you know, three times as long of a lasting surface, so up to 30 years on an asphalt surface. So right away there, you're reducing your costs on asphalt installation. Secondly, with the temperature reduction, you're not getting that temperature reduction just on the surface, you're also getting it below the surface. So there's less expansion and contraction of the asphalt, and it's then locking that in longer and making it last longer, reducing the time that you're going to see cracks and those sort of things. And then with the cooling, there's been some modeling done by the EPA, United States Green Building Council, Department of Energy, various organizations that have modeled heat mitigation. And for on a large scale, every degree of ambient temperature cooling leads to multi-million dollar energy savings due to the reduction of that heat. So you've got savings on an infrastructure side, as well as savings on the energy side. And if you're talking about applying this in areas like parking lots that have a lot of lighting, due to the reflectivity of Cool Seal, you can reduce the amount of electricity needed to illuminate a parking lot surface. So that improves safety and also reduces cost, because you know many places now have high efficiency LED bulbs that can be dimmable and those sort of things. And with the added reflectivity, you may not have to use as much of that. So definitely a good bit of energy savings from those things, as well as with the infrastructure savings due to the reflectivity. And you know, you may not sound like a degree is a lot on an ambient temperature to a lot of people, but you know, every degree really leads to a lot of energy savings. And we've had lots of different academic research done on Cool Seal that has shown that. NASA has even tested Cool Seal and gotten some really good temperature data through their JPL. And those are really impactful benefits on both the maintenance and the energy side.
Amazing. Start thinking about our own cities we're living in and nearby, and you know how much this entire city could be saving. It's incredible, and you know, I feel like we're naturally inclined, you know, with if our listeners or anyone out there wanted to help order or do a demo, and where and how can they buy in bulk?
Yeah, so our website is coolseal.com. We've got lots of great information about the product and a lot of the things we're discussing today, a lot of great photos. We have some blog posts on there that talk about some of the work we're doing with some of our clients, some of the product innovations, those sort of things. Lots of great information there. You can email us there and ask about it. And we're applying this product, like we were saying, all over the globe. And so it's utilized and applied in the same way as traditional coating. So if you're looking to have work done and you've had asphalt work done in the past, and you're looking to have a contractor apply it, you can mention Cool Seal to them and have them reach out to us. And they're likely qualified to apply Cool Seal already based on their experiences. It's something that at small scale that definitely can be done on your own as well, but we definitely recommend contractors and professionals to apply it just to get best results and that sort of thing, especially as you get into larger projects. And if you're looking to apply this, you know, within your city or at the municipal level, it doesn't hurt to reach out to local constituents or municipalities or public works departments and mention that you're interested in mitigating heat and also interested in infrastructure. We're talking about all of these benefits, and you know, we're at a time where infrastructure is at a critical time, especially in the United States, and heat has been no more prevalent than it is currently. So addressing these problems at the same time is, you know, something that can be quite attractive to, say, a public works department, a private developer, that they've got the opportunity to maintain their infrastructure and also reduce heat. So bringing that attention to those people would be another way to do that, I would say.
Nice. We'll add that into the description here. And if you guys have like an online calculator or a spreadsheet, you know, somewhere where your potential customers can just come in and input, here's the, you know, the surface area of asphalt, and then the cost savings and the lifespan increase would be helpful, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, feel free to reach out to us via email if you're interested. Anybody listening, we can get that information and help to parse through that data with you, and also we can share some of that third party data that's been collected on the modeling side as well, which may be of interest to some listeners.
And we also had to ask more about Jonathan and what else you guys are getting into with the products and coatings.
Yeah, so like I said in the beginning, we've been around for 40 years. So we've got a multitude of products that we manufacture for maintenance. So we make traditional asphalt coatings that are designed to do the same thing. We make, you know, crack fillers to cover cracks. We make a product that's a tire rubber modified product that's using recycled tires to go onto roadway surfaces to get some savings there and recycle tires. We are making different emulsions, those sort of things. We're really focused on the whole scope of asphalt maintenance. So products that are designed to make asphalt surfaces longer is really what we specialize in. Cool Seal just happens to be the latest innovation to that, but we've got experience with all of the traditional products as well. And then we're continually looking to innovate with all of our products and make sure that, you know, while Cool Seal is limited to some of those speed limits and areas we talked about, we're looking at expanding that, potentially having solutions for heavier traffic, other areas and those sort of things as well, and being a solution for all types of surfaces and that sort of thing. So we're definitely not resting on our laurels by any means. We're innovating constantly. We've been around for 40 years, but you know, as you can see, even in the last 10 years, the innovation with Cool Seal, and that's continuing on with Cool Seal itself, with our other guard top products, and we'll continue to innovate as we go along.
Really exciting. That was reading about how asphalt dates back to 625 BC. Nuts. You guys are changing the game thousands of years later. And I also am really curious on the environmental impact analysis side in terms of how many lives that this could potentially save for wildlife and plants and you name it.
Yeah, absolutely. Heat-related deaths are something that a lot of people talk about at the municipal level. It's the number one, you know, natural disaster cause of deaths. You know, higher than hurricanes and other natural disasters. Extreme heat can be extremely hazardous, and so that's why a lot of municipalities and government agencies are looking at ways to reduce heat because of that, and so. The environmental impact there is huge on the potential of those measures, as well as, you know, with the environmental impact on, you know, with our products, we try to make sure that they're sustainable in the manufacturing process as well as once they're on the ground. So we're making sure to use recycled materials when we can and being conscious of how we're manufacturing the product in that regard to make sure that the benefits of our product are not outweighed by the impact of the manufacturing process. It's a very important thing. And you know, there's a lot of modeling that, like we were talking about with the energy savings, but there's a lot of modeling done about environmental impact on cooling and that sort of thing too. And you know, those are things that definitely need to be explored more. Some things that we're getting really good data on, but definitely can use more of that. And I think that is the first priority when you're thinking about utilizing something to make urban heat less prominent. You're focused on the environmental impact first. So I think that being the number one focus is an important thing.
Beyond environmental non-human lives, this has potential to reduce heat-related deaths of humans. So just in Maricopa County last year, there were 425 heat-related deaths. Maricopa is the county that holds Phoenix, Arizona, so it's the largest county in Arizona. The New York Times called that record-breaking and has reported an additional 25 deaths just this year, and we're not quite to the hot part of the year. So this isn't environmental for, like, this improving the urban heat island and mitigating its effects improves everybody's life. But this isn't just like trees. We're not looking at making it more healthy and easier to grow like a plant in your backyard. These are people. This is human lives that are on the line. And these heat waves don't exist in just Phoenix, Arizona. One of the first major heat waves that caused significant death was in 1995 in Chicago, where more than 700 people died. And that was one heat wave. This is something that we take really seriously, and we're constantly innovating and developing for later and greater improvements to overall improve heat island. Overall mitigate the heat island.
No problem.
Just thinking on the environment side, if there will be an equivalent 7 degrees less in nearby forests, you know, that start really quantifying the CO2 uptake photosynthesis savings from less hot trees too.
Yeah, absolutely. There's, you know, with a lot of that modeling, you can kind of go down the rabbit hole and see all of the things that are being evaluated.
It's exciting. Thanks so much over there. We'll, you guys are definitely in mind.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you having us on, and always happy to discuss all things Cool Seal, and really appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you so much for hosting us. This has been wonderful. It's always great to talk about the material and its benefits, and especially the science behind it. It's really interesting stuff, and this is a new and novel application of technology to improve our world.